We've probably all heard the phrase that we must face our fears. That can be easy to say and hard to do sometimes, of course. But for Michelle Poehler, overcoming some of her fears became an important part of living a better life. What resulted is this edition of The American Countryside.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Michelle Poehler grew up in Caracas, Venezuela, to a family of Holocaust survivors. Michelle eventually made her way to this country.
I got here like 12 years ago, and I started being an art director, graphic designer.
She had a job in New York City, but she found she still had challenges to overcome in her personal and professional life.
It was just a realization that I've been missing out on life, that I've been missing out on so many experiences throughout the first 26 years of my life, and I can't get those back. But I think I was still on time to do something about it and start facing my fears, start challenging myself to say yes more often.
So Michelle decided to force herself to try new things and accept new challenges to help her grow and experience more in life.
Until I did this project when I moved to New York City called 100 Days Without Fear. And at that point, I challenged myself to face 100 fears consecutively. One every single day. I posted them on YouTube.
She shared her experiences overcoming what many people might consider small fears that were big challenges for herself. She never imagined how sharing that story would resonate with people.
People that were following the project were just my friends from college, from high school, middle school, and my family. And so I had about 100 views per video, not a lot, but I started hearing from friends, people that would never talk to me in years. They would come and tell me, hey, Michelle, actually, after I started following your project, I am being more courageous at work. I'm taking more risk. And I'm like, really?
So what fears did she overcome? And how did that impact millions of people? The story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCray.